The feature album this week on 2SER is 2, the second album by Yalla Miku, a loose but tight collective of culture colliders located in Geneva. This fantastic record follows hot on the heels of their self-titled debut album from 2023. It is showcasing a group who are forever alive to the potential of change, be that in the internal sense or in the world at large. A 10-song collection that dances through fields of post-punk, afro-funk, disco, club, krautrock, all with an East African touch. And dancing so effortlessly, you might catch yourself forgetting how bold and ambitious this sound really is. And I'm so happy to say that Cyril from Yalla Miku joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Cyril, how are you going?
Hello, I'm good. Day have been long already for me, since it's already night here.
Oh, yes. And your band has two Cyrils, which is two more than many other bands. Which Cyril are you?
So, obviously, I'm the first Cyril in Cyril. No, I'm the one responsible of the Bongo Joe record store and label.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm first of all a musician as well. And so in Cyril, I'm the guitar, banjo player and singer, let's say.
Yes, because you got a lot of side projects, because there is Cyril in both. Cyril's in Cyril or also in Yalla Miku. Have you ever considered a third Cyril?
Yeah, but we've never found, the right one. So, open call.
Yeah, all right. Lines are open now. 0468441073 if you're a Cyril. You mentioned there Bongo Joe. Tell me a bit about Bongo Joe. It's your record label, but it's so much more than that, isn't it?
So, I mean, Bongo Joe was a musician from Texas, basically, first of all. And, I mean, we dedicated, to his legacy, an homage, like while calling our store and label by his name, George Bongo Joe Coleman. There is just one record that exists, recorded in the 60s in the United States, and it's a great album, outsider music at all, totally. And then Bongo Joe is like based in Geneva, Switzerland, record store, a bar, event space. We organize a lot of shows, etc. And it's as well a record label that celebrates its 10 years of activities this year.
Oh, awesome. So if anyone's in Geneva, one of the places you should definitely visit is Bongo Joe, not only to pick up some records, but to have a drink and also hopefully catch a live band as well. Now, the Bongo Joe that you refer to there is a very singular person, wasn't he? A person who's had a very DIY attitude to everything that they did. Is that something that you're taking on board there with how you're operating with Yalla Miku?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say with everything I start and collaborate, I mean, I'm involved in DIY is one of the key words of everything I do in my life. Yalla Miku, the idea of creating this band was celebrating the meeting as more as a clash, as a sweet meeting between Western musicians and recent people that migrated to Europe from Africa. So this is the idea, Bongo Joe the store has been a stage for all these people that became friends of mine since many years and that arrived from all over Africa. And I felt the need of creating something that would say or maybe create a new language. I didn't want us to be, the Western musicians that had studied music and would just like gently, fusion our, yeah. Our music and knowledge and skills with their traditional music. But I told my, African friends, I told them do you ever thought about joining a punk band? Let's just start, because I think, all traditional music has contains a lot of punk and so much of raw energy and like this catharsis that exists in all those musics. And I really wanted to, these music and those musicians to, try something else, and maybe suffer a bit, a little bit more. And we do all together something that would not be that, gentle, and this became Yalla Miku's music, you know.
Yes, well, your music is many things, but it is not gentle. It is out there. It's and it's such a cool thing as well, because you sort of, it's a very international sound. There's no borders to your music and no borders to the members of the band either.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we intend to, like, from all the planets that would, you know, that come, the band and the members of the band and the music styles, we maybe, like, created our own, you know, like a new musical planet. And I mean, I have the feeling it doesn't sound as anything else, so
yeah,
we have this feeling of maybe, you know, like, pushing a bit forward the boundaries of music, and it's great. Satisfying and rewarding to have this feeling. I mean, as we like to experiment, so when we have this feeling, we feel a little achievement, you know, in our musicians' lives.
Okay, and is that when you're there making these songs, like when you were writing the album, is there much of a process where you're writing, where people are coming to like the band with preconceived ideas? Are you just all making it up as you go, just experimenting and seeing
No,
what
I mean,
happens?
Yeah, the very idea is just like we gather together, you know, in the rehearsal studio, and we just like jam, and from this, you know, like just pop some ideas, and the ones that we love the most, we start arranging them, and yeah, I mean, especially for this second album, I really loved the way we also like wrote lyrics all together, and I mean, questioning ourselves about like what to say and how to say it, and it's been even more like a collaborative process, you know, like everything has been done all together, and so I really liked it.
That's probably how you get fusion in the purest sense. You're not going in there with the preconceived notion of making fusion music. It's just all people going in there, throwing their different ideas in the pot and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Where to next for Yalla Miku? I mean, it's great that you're the feature album here on the other side of the world from where you are, and I'm hoping that's something that you find very exciting. But now, with the response that this album has got, where to next for the group?
So yeah, I mean, we're preparing tours in Europe at the moment. So like from December to, yeah, I mean, next summer definitely we'll be on the road,
yeah,
all over. And I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll end up in the other side of the world. You know,
well, always a spot for you here on the radio if you do make it down to our side of the world.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, well, it'll be great to have you here. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. I know it's very late where you are in Geneva, and I really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. Congratulations to you and the rest of Yalla Miku for being awarded the 2SER feature album for this week for your new album, 2, now available in limited Mediterranean blue vinyl. I will put links to where people can cop the vinyl, and also where they can go and check out everything that's happening at Bongo Joe Records. Cyril from Yalla Miku, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, and have a nice day. I'm going to jump in my bed now.
No worries. Either from your new album too. This one's called Post Adventures. 2SER Breakfast.